I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter.
If I'm spending a hundred, I get it right back. They tell me save money, I just hit relax. You give me 500, I make it a stack. I ain't been the one to go fumble the pack. When 5 was alive, I went to go blitz. Missing my, I learned all the tricks. At 15, I was flipping. You done playing, let's get back to the mommy and daddy, the one who just made me. My dripping both up and I buy my AP. My mama pull up and she whipping Mercedes. And none of that fame is ever gonna change me. Cause I got the whip, I go by design. Oh, she said that she will. She said she might ride. Oh, I said,
I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, I got that drill when I walk up, I'm leaking. I just pull up into the party and bulletproof G-Pen. They say, do you write your music? I do while I'm sleeping. I say, I pray to God, but I'm not no deacon.
I got the drill, yeah.
I got the water, she give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama, I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts, and I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on the airwaves there, St. John's University, Queens, New York. You know what it is, sports and hip-hop. With yours truly, DJ Mad Max. And we do have a very special guest in the building who brought guests with them as well.
Yes,
they
sir.
Speak on from time to time. His name goes by the name.
Baby Boy Slime. We're here,
that's
baby.
That's right. WSJU Radio, welcome to the show. Welcome to St. John's University.
Thank you, bro. Shout out to St. John's University. We're here, Baby Boy Slime.
And my guy over here in this corner, you know, reached out to me to get you on my show for an interview. I was like, I'm going to hook you up.
It's my guy.
Put you, yeah, he
it's
works
team,
hard.
Man.
Your
whole crew,
whole
man.
Crew works
yeah,
hard.
Whole management team go crazy for me, man, for real. Mm-hmm. God bless him.
Now, how about we get a little backstory about yourself? I want to know more about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Natana, Florida. It's basically in the middle of West Palm in Miami. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's really, you know, the hood side of Florida. And, you know, I grew up and I ain't grow up to be nobody nasty or belong in the wrong circles. So, you know, I took on music and I found myself. I found what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And now I'm here, you know, doing my best on the ground with my family and ground with my managers. And we working, man. We striving for the best. We just, you know, we got goals and we're going to attack them.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So when did you start rapping?
I started rapping about 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in my room, you know, recording myself, stepped in the studio, and ever since I just fell in love, bro.
And now is this something that you always wanted to do or you just happened to fall
yeah,
into this
I
line?
Always wanted to do it, like, since I was young. I had it in me. You know, he used to rap. That was my father.
Okay.
Yeah, so I grew up in it. I had it in my DNA. Feel me?
Yeah. Now, who are some of the artists that inspired you?
Growing up, you know, I listened to the old school. I listened to Nas, Biggie, stuff like that. But I always grew up around the Kodak. I always grew up, you know, around the Florida artists like Ply, stuff like that. Rick Ross was all Florida artists that we grew up with, like Boosie, stuff like that. So, you know, I grew up in the 02 era and up. See, I'm only 17 years old.
Oh, you're only 17?
Yeah, 17,
wow.
Bro. Yeah, so we out here, man. St. John's University, what's up?
Now, if you had to choose one Florida artist that inspired you the most, who would that be?
Kodak Black. Yeah, 100%.
What's your favorite album by Kodak?
Ooh, Paying Pictures, man.
Paying Pictures.
I'm trying to think
if I have a favorite Kodak song.
Little Big Pac was hard, too.
Little Big Pac, yeah, I remember that with the cover.
Yeah,
it
was Little Baby.
Like Ready to Die almost. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that. That was tough.
Yeah, man. Free Kodak. We love him out there in Florida.
And now, when did you start, you know, making mixtapes and songs in which people started to take you seriously and you were like, yeah, I got to pursue this as a career?
Yeah, I'll say 2 years ago, I remixed a TLC, No Scrubs.
Okay.
And I did it in Florida. I did it, my first song in a studio, dropped it, and it's right now where it's at 300,000 streams, so it's going up. So after that song, I knew I had something in me. A lot of people believed in me, and, you know, it was just, it's something that just excites me as a person, and I know that that's what I want to do. So, you know, I just kept going. I kept going for it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I know you're doing really big things. As you were telling me earlier, your whole management crew was telling me earlier, you just came from Hot 97.
Just came from Shea 45, and Hot 97. Yeah, I did This Is 50 with Jack Thriller.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I did all of them today, man. This is the last
one. So how did that feel?
Felt great, man. It's a blessing to have those opportunities, you know, because, you know, at my age, a lot of people upcoming and artists, a lot of people don't get these opportunities. So for it to be me, it's a blessing, and I'm more than humbled, and I'm honored to be on these shows. Like, and just like yours, St. John's University, I'm blessed, too.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no doubt. We're always getting your music out here. My man over here sent me the two tracks.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to get this up, and I'm sure the student body loves the Stu tracks. They always like the new music coming out, so it's definitely something new, especially from Florida, because, you know, everyone likes to listen to A Boogie up here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put him on the old school up here, which I like his T-shirt, Nas, over there.
That's
a legend right there. So at the same time, you got to play both sides of the ball, the mainstream, but you got to keep them hip to the pioneers.
100%.
At all times.
100%.
Now, here's a question for you. Would you ever collab with someone of that, you know, tier? Would you, of like a lyrical artist?
Explain. What do you mean? What do you mean?
By a lyrical artist, by someone on the caliber of Nas or...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I would say rest in peace, P. Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Okay,
He was insane. But rest in peace, P, man. He was a great artist. But Nas, for sure. But my number one, probably Jay-Z. I go on
Jay-Z?
Track with Jay-Z, yeah,
okay.
Of course.
That's your number one?
Yeah, man, he's incredible. I grew up listening to him.
Yeah?
That'd be crazy. Yeah, crazy, crazy.
You think Jay-Z's better than Nas, or?
I can't explain, man. You know,
that's a big debate I always have with people. Jay-Z versus Nas, but I always bring up Ether. Mm. And I'm like, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah,
Jay-Z's
yeah.
great, but Nas had Ether.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're both great, man. They're both legends.
They are.
100%.
Equal. So I want to get into your management side of things. When did you guys start to meet, you know, Baby Boy Slime and want to work with him and move forward? Anyone could speak around the table.
This is M.M. Rick. His pops, I know him since we was kids growing up. I see him growing up. And he was just blowing up out of nowhere, just making numbers. And all of a sudden, his pop like, yo, your son is, like, making, it's crazy, like, pay attention. Then one day to the next, he calls me like, yo, you right. I'm going to call you. He called his man JC and Y, and we just united like Voltron, and, you know. We created the machine ever since.
Now, what's he like in the studio when you see him working?
His work, he reminds me, like, I never been in a studio with Tupac, but if I could compare him to somebody, it would be Tupac. if he could sleep and live in the studio, he'd be in the studio all day long. 10, 12 hour sessions.
Wow. Yeah.
All day long. He's a hungry artist. So he's ready.
He's breaking the bank.
Yeah, he definitely loves the studio.
100%.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How many tracks do you have in the vault?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
61. That's a good number.
Yeah,
61 is a good number. How many of those are hits, you think? All 61?
Shit,
62. Add another one on there.
The next one I record.
I said at least 50.
50. How many? Now, do you write down your songs? Or is
I write all my music. I've been offered writers, but I always declined them. I just feel like I need to be as authentic as I can. Mm-hmm. That's how I came into this game, and that's how I'm going to leave this game. So, authenticity. What is that word?
Authenticity.
Yeah.
I'm just all about it, 100%.
And I respect that. There's a lot of people that use ghostwriters in the game. And how do you feel about that? I know you just mentioned it. Yeah, you didn't want to do it. How do you feel about other artists using
it? You know, everybody has their way of being. I get writer's block, you know. I get how people tend to get writer's block. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever path they make, that's their choice, you know. It's not really a problem to me. So it's just I won't do it. 100%, man.
So what is next for you? I know you just dropped the big track, Agua. What is next? What can we expect next? A huge performance?
A huge movie.
A huge movie?
Huge movie. Yeah, movie. Smoothie. Crazy. Crazy. But the biggest announcement that I can make right now is that Saturday, I will be performing at Rolling Loud LA, December 14th.
Ooh, congratulations to you. That's deserving of a round of applause. Yeah. You know? You're working your ass off. Because a lot of times, you know, you have a lot of haters in life and people doubt you and you put work into your craft. And mm-hmm. you can see that right now. Like all the people that could be hating, because I'm assuming you probably have haters.
Of course.
Everyone at this table has probably had haters or something. Sure. And you don't have haters unless you're doing something. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And the fact that you're able to do that with your craft and work hard and be on a stage like that, that's big mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, very big. It's a big, big, big blessing to me and to my family, you know, mm-hmm. to see me on that stage and to see me get the opportunity is big, real
shout
big.
Shout out to DJ Stax and DJ 5N.
Yeah, shout out DJ Stax, DJ 5N for setting it up for sure. Yeah. From Hot 97 to Heavy Hitters, all of them.
What shows were you on today at Hot 97?
Today I was on the Drewski.
You're on the Drewski show? Yeah. Now, what was it like being on his show? What were some of the things he told you that he likes about your music?
You know, he really tried to get into depth with relationships and keeping relationships. It's very good to keep, you know, good relationships with people because, you know, everybody can scratch each other's backs and connect dots and create bigger, you know, accomplishments for people. So, that's what he really went into. But besides that, you know, he likes my music. He likes it a lot, man. He supports me 100%. He definitely supports about who's next and who's upcoming. So I got a lot of respect to Drewski.
Make sure you tune in Sunday.
Yeah.
For Drewski. It's going to air Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to air Sunday?
Yeah, 97.
You got the exclusive drop.
What time? Do you know when?
Yeah.
Let me tune in for that. As you know, you'll hear your own here, Baby Boy Slime. You know what it is when you hear it. And
100%.
Now, when did you link with Drewski? What year was this? Is just recently or this year?
This year, yeah. I'll say what? October.
October.
Yeah. We had a Hot 97 meeting. And I met all the Hot 97 heavy hitters at Hot 97. So that's what I met.
Now, because I know they have those music meetings. They played your song on this big screen in there.
Yeah.
What was the reaction around the room? Like, this amazing, is hot, right?
Amazing, man. They was banging on the tables.
We're putting out a little something on that. One thing we take pride on is as a management team is documenting everything. We have the story behind it. We like to share it with people, you know, so they could grow with him as the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the Cardi B's out there that grew into the world and everything as far as people watching. And with him, we have footage as far as going back 3 years old, 4 years old, rapping to music, stuff that I've always as a kid I started seeing when you know, since he is, you know, my son, I was recording since then.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as everything, it's everything's well documented. I think there's a great story behind it. When everything comes to light, he's gonna make us proud. I think
that's Baby Boy Slime 2.0 over there on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
He's my clone.
You say you got 3 years of footage. Did you expect your son to be in the seat where he is right now here at Hot 97, Shade 45? Did you expect that?
No, actually, that's what I remember Rick was saying. When he told me, he said, "Dad, I want to do music." He was playing baseball.
Okay.
He was playing baseball in Florida, and he said, "Dad, I want to do music." I said, "All right." I went and got him some equipment, and that's it. And he sat in his room. So one day he came to me and he said, "Dad, you know what? I just uploaded a song and I got like 100,000 streams out of nowhere." So I was like, "All right, keep developing your music." You know, I didn't want to influence him in no way. I wanted him to find his quirks and not quirks. So then a couple weeks later, I got a phone call. I called SBK, which is Thugged Out Entertainment. That's Nori's producer, platinum producer, mm-hmm. Fast and Furious. Oye Mikanto, you know, he's a friend of ours for a lot of years. And he goes, "Dude, are you paying attention?" Like Rick said, "Are you paying attention to your son?" I said, "Yeah." But you know why? He goes, "Dude, his song is almost at 200,000, and it's just, you know, that's not even probably his best work." I said, "No, actually, that's an old song right now. He already got 25 in the vault." So we turn around, and then we got a call from Def Jam.
Wow!
And then he goes, "Dad, Def Jam is in my DMs. They're saying they're sending flights to us." I was like, "Yeah, right." So he'll tell you the rest of the story with that, right?
Yeah, please explain about that. What it's like to have a dream where Def Jam reached out to you through DMs.
I quit my job. We flew out. They put us to work. The best position of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, the best news that I ever got was I'm going to be in the studio for 12 hours. Mm-hmm. I was flying out the day before, and I wrote like 7 songs the day before I found that news. And I flew out to New York the next day and did all of them. You know, but me and Def Jam are on good terms. We good. I'm not signed to them independent, But we didn't burn any bridges. We cool. They put me to work, and I accepted the challenge.
You're so on your way.
Man. I'm on my way, man.
Is that a dream to be signed to Def Jam someday? Is that your major goal?
My major goal is to keep the people that I have around me with me, mm-hmm. and to own my craft, not to sell it to nobody for millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. I can make that on my own as long as I know the machine and the tools to do it. And once I find that out, you know, I'll do it 100%.
Now, what are your marketing skills in getting your songs out there and listeners and building a fan base? Because it seems as though you have a lot of viewers and listeners. So mm-hmm. How did that happen? How did you market that?
I'll say this. Social media, you know, word social of mouth, just people playing it and those people Shazamming it, or it being on the radio like Hot 97, mm-hmm. Shade 45, those two main radios playing it constantly.
Who were some of the DJs that were spinning that?
Fat Fingers. Shout out DJ Fat Fingers, NYC. Shout out Drewski and shout out DJ Enough, man. So.
Oh, they were spinning it. Those mm-hmm. are two big DJs mm-hmm. right there showing love.
Yeah, 100%. DJ Camilo, too.
DJ Camilo. Yeah, shout out to
DJ Freddie B. I mean, a lot of
DJ and the first DJ that ever spent me on radio was DJ Yuta. So wow. Shout out DJ Yuta, man. He spent me on Shade 45 for the first time ever.
Now, what was it like hearing your record heard on the radio?
It's different. What was that feeling? You know, a lot of people, you tell somebody that and they're like, oh, yeah, fire, nice. But when you do the work and you know the work put behind that song and you hear it come out those speakers, knowing that it's coming from this station, it's like, man, hard work pays off. Like, this is what everybody dreams about, is for the song to be played on the radio. Millions of people are listening to you right now. So it feels good, man. It feels like I'm working. It feels like I accomplished something. It was a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about we get into some of your music? I know we just played Agua,
yeah.
But you also have a few other tracks as well, in which I was sent, and it's in the rotation up here at St. John's University. And a big fan favorite is Tropicana.
Yes, sir.
How about we get into that? Thank you. You know what it is. WSJE Radio, DJ Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime, 10:27 p.m.
Wow.
Stay tuned.
Let's get it.
I'm flying around like I'm Danny Phantom. Yeah, I'm sipping orange and I ain't talking Phantom. Blessing the trap like I'm Santa. Oh, put your dog on fucking Venom. I'm from Florida where it's Tropicana and my pocket. Getting fatter, get like Hannah Montana. My they slimy when it comes in the bangles. I'm flying around like I'm Danny Phantom. Yeah, I'm sipping orange and I ain't talking Phantom. Blessing the trap like I'm Santa. Oh, put your dog on fucking Venom. I'm from Florida where it's Tropicana. In my pocket, getting fatter, get like Hannah Montana. My they slimy when it comes in the bangles. I came from nothing to something that I was hearing the release. Yeah, by 2019, I have a 50 on my wrist. Put your dog on fucking Venom. I'm from Florida where it's Tropicana. In my pocket,
getting fatter. Get like Hannah Montana, my they slimy when it come in the Bengals.
WSJ Radio, DJ Mad Max, you know what it is. You just heard Tropicana. Baby Boy Slime is in the building.
Yo, 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 Baby Boy Slime. Yo, y'all get me on Instagram, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, Pandora, whatever it is. Baby Boy Slime with two E's. B-A-B-Y-B-O-Y-S-L-I-M-E-E. Y'all go get him, man. Let's get
Baby
it.
Baby Boy Slime, as you heard it first from yours truly. Yes, how about sir. You tell the audience how you chose that name?
Baby Boy Slime, and I always had the baby face. I was the youngest out the camp, youngest in my hood. And now I started growing a little peach fuzzes. I'm getting older, you know. But the slime came from me just being big, man. I've always been slime, like, just been my nickname. The way I walk, you know, the way I look, as people say. But it tagged along, and it's marketable. I'll say it's a blessing to have this name, to be honest. You know, it's a mark. It's a trademark.
And you got the apparel all over the place here. Mm-hmm. I know you just got, I got a sticker.
Exclusive.
He's got the hoodies.
One of one sweater.
Wow.
One of one. And the hat.
He's got the exclusive. And you got the hat, too. We got to put that in the camera so they see that.
You tell them the website. They could go in there.
Yo, if y'all want merch, y'all could get it right now. www.babyboyslime.com. BABYBOYSLIMEE.com.
That's fire. Who designed it?
That boy right there.
You designed it.
Same thing right here. Look, it's all over the place. I'm not even trying to flex. I'm more than humble. Please,
and they got and you got change, too.
Yeah. I got it as a gift. I got it as a gift. I'm broke. Don't let it fool you. they got it as a gift for me, man. It was a gift from my team. I was more than blessed to. You know, blessed is a common word in my vocabulary because nothing could be happening or everything wouldn't be able to happen if it wasn't for God. You know, that's how I feel. I do everything under God, and I pray every night for everything that's happening for me, bro. So, again, blessed is more common in my vocabulary, and I got blessed with this right here. It's a trophy for me. It's an accomplishment.
Now, when did you create the apparel? How many years ago was this, or it could have been months?
A year ago.
A few months ago.
That was a year ago.
It was about a year ago already?
I think so, like a year ago.
It's been a minute.
I like the design and the colors. How'd you come up with that scheme?
I mean, you know, I see a lot of that green popping right now. Mm-hmm. It's a color that's kind of in, and I've always liked it, and slime. I mean, slime is green, right?
Yeah.
So it worked.
Reminds me of Ghostbusters, the Slimer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Green.
So
100%.
It's been a lot of people have been liking it, and people want to buy it, and the website definitely, man, log in, and you know.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Just be patient with us. Just be patient because we got back orders, and I know there's people, you know, that are excited about getting it, and we're just waiting for it to keep rolling in and coming back, but. Like he said, one of one. He got lucky because we're a little backed up right now, but we're getting to it. It's just so many things are happening so fast, but we're getting there.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big jersey guy. Will there be Baby Boy Slam jerseys either for football or basketball?
I got something, but there's only two made right now.
Yeah.
And that second person got lucky, but there's only two made right now. But two it's made. Fire. It's
tell
fire.
Tell him who it is. He's on the check-in right now.
Yo, shout out Gutterwear. Y'all, if y'all want custom jerseys, shirts, whatever you need custom in the best way, form, and fashion, Gutterwear, GUTTAH, wear on Instagram. Get at him.
And you said, you know a lot of old school music and stuff like that. He designed, like, special stuff for a Big L.
Oh, okay, Big L word, big picture.
With Sean P.
Oh,
he had Big Pun.
Pun.
He's doing these things now that it's beautiful. You have to check him out.
What did he design for Pun? He designed
the
Pun USA. Like the USA jersey.
Well, he does like, throwback jerseys.
He does throwback jerseys for them.
Right, with
that's
artists.
Fire.
It's cool. It's dope. Yeah, dope work.
So. I'm a huge Big Pun guy, so. Yeah, when he said Pun.
That's my favorite artist.
He's your favorite artist?
I got a Pun tattoo in my leg.
Oh, you do? Yeah, Capital Pun is one of the greatest
that's
hip-hop albums of all time.
Rest in peace, Pun.
Rest in peace, man.
One of the greatest of all time. Oh, man, I can go on Pun all day.
We could have an episode. Just
yeah, we
Pun.
Could. That whole line on Twins.
Hey, yo, we here, baby. You know, we're slime.
Oh, man.
Love him.
So tell me, Baby Boy Slime, your father was telling me that you played baseball. Are you a White Sox fan?
No.
Who you root for baseball?
Mets.
Mets fan? I'm a Mets fan, too.
I'm a Mets fan. Yeah. I like you.
The Mets. I love my Mets.
I like you.
So how long have you been a Mets fan for? Your whole life?
My whole life.
Your whole life.
Oh, somebody called.
Yes, and you do have a call in here on the air. WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on the airways here, St. John's University. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Gene. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
How you doing? Shout out to West Palm Beach, Florida. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. And I know you're tuned into my boy, Baby Boy Slime tonight. And is there any questions you want to ask him?
Man, I just want to say what's up, man. That's my boy.
What's good? What's good? What's poppin'?
What's good, Slime? When you coming back home, man?
Coming soon, man. Coming soon. I got to take care of Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You said...
Right,
any other questions you want to ask him?
Nah, man, I'm just proud of that boy. You already know how it goes.
And we appreciate you reaching out to him, and he appreciates that support.
Yo, thank you. Thank you so much, bro. Shout out to you.
No problem, dog.
Love, bro.
Love.
So how's that feel to have people calling in right there?
It's crazy. Yo, what was his name?
I couldn't make it.
My auxiliary wasn't working. I was trying to... Oh, Gene, probably G Wakai.
I couldn't make it out because when I...
Hey, shout out G Wakai, man. Shout out G Wakai.
I couldn't make out where he was from, and then it clicked. I said, West Palm Beach, and I was like, it was like, I got feedback in my ear. But, but the love is real here, and people are calling in. That's the first guest to call in tonight, and hopefully we get more.
That's good, man. Shout out to him, man. That's a blessing.
But we're on the topic of the Mets. How do you feel about them with Carlos Beltran?
I was a huge fan of Jose Reyes, man.
Yeah.
Jose Reyes was my number one player, but Carlos, I'm not a really good fan about with him.
Yeah.
He's been there for a minute now. Yeah, I know, but it's crazy. Didn't he do like that cheating that stuff with the with the Washington Nationals?
There's some controversy going on.
Yeah.
Really.
Wow. I didn't even hear about that. I'm gonna have to look into that.
I'm not sure.
Well, Cespedes is coming back this year, so
it's crazy.
Hopefully, puts in that work. Mm. Continues where he left off. He's a beast.
When he's
healthy, he's a beast out there.
Oh, it's fire. It's crazy.
So Jose Reyes is your favorite player of all time for the Mets.
Yes, sir. That's my guy.
Oh, man. So do you have any mixtapes out right now, or is it just singles or projects?
I got Agua out right now.
So it's just singles for now?
Yeah, singles out right now, and then I'm probably going to do one more and then drop the album real soon.
Drop the album?
Yeah, man. 61 days coming soon.
Ooh. So 2020, we look forward to the big things.
Mm. The album name is 61 Days.
61 Days is the album name. Okay. Yeah. How'd you come up with that name?
It took a 61-day process to get everything moving in my machine, and now we're here. It took us 2 months.
Mm. What's the album cover going to look like? Have you thought about that yet?
Just wait on it.
Just wait on it?
Surprise.
Just wait on it.
Just wait on it. It's a surprise. Can't be spoken about.
Now, when can we expect this documentary to release? You said you've been working on it for 3 years. Is this something that's going to drop
actually,
years from now?
No, it's longer than 3 years. That's longer since three. He was 3 years old.
Oh,
so it's something that JC is going to have to put together carefully because JC does
the next five
JC
years.
Part of management. We also run with the Colorworks. Colorworks, he owns Colorworks, which is a massive studio in-house, videos, podcasts. He's a designer for Andy Hilfiger. This is JC. So JC, I mean, he's a master behind all this, all these graphics and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hand it off to him, and he has a lot of work. But 3 years old, I got him on video rapping. Every trip we used to take in the car, whether we were in Disney World or trying to take him places.
We got a call.
Take the call.
We got a call on here. WSJU Radio. Say Mad that. Max, Baby Boy Slime. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is 3KD. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hey, what up, D? What's poppin', man?
What's good, bro?
Hey, shout out 3KD. That's my brother.
I got people listening for work.
You already know. I'm trying to say I'm proud of you,
fam. Yes, sir. I love you, fam. Be safe.
I love you, too, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
You already know.
All right, gang. Hey, man, that's crazy, man. My own city. Man, that's why. Man. Second call, West Palm. Hey, shout out West Palm, man. They love me, man. Man, 10 at 61.
West Palm Beach is showing you love tonight.
Yes, sir.
Man, how's that feel?
Feels amazing. Feels like I'm loved. Feels like I'm appreciated. You know, they take everything. They take everything into consideration for what I do for the city, man. Like I do this all to bring each other up. You know, when I progress as an artist, and when I get at a point in my life where I can build other artists up. That's my main goal to do in my own city, which is to create platforms for these young artists coming up, man, because it's hard coming out of from Palm Beach. A lot of hatred, a lot of envy. But, you know, you got to love it. You got to love it. When you're from Palm Beach, you just got to love it. You got to deal with it.
Now that you're making it out, are you finally experiencing the love or is the hate still there?
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I've gotten hate, but it's never been hate from my own city. It's been hate from people that don't know me. It'd be hate from people from, you know, other states, other countries. But, you know, I never really took it as hate. You know, I always responded with love. Always been responding with thank you for whatever they said. Because, you know, again, like what you said, if you don't got no haters, you ain't really doing nothing. So I take every hate, comment, whatever you want to call it.
As a compliment.
As a compliment, man, to be honest with you. But I haven't really got any like that at all, thank God.
Wait until these tracks start coming out some more. When the numbers go up, then you sign that big deal.
Uh-huh.
And you're really in the mainstream light here.
100%.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel that you're different from other artists? What sets you apart from other artists? What's that distinct quality about you?
You know, I'm very strict on my craft. I'm very strict on the way I do things and the way I create my music. I'm not different from anybody. We all bleed and be the same in the way we do things. But different will probably be the way of the form of music I make. 'Cause it's very hard to sit down with me and compare me to an artist or compare me that I sound like a certain artist, like how you could do with most people. Like, oh, that person sounds like Lil Baby.
Man.
That person sound, like, I will have a debate about somebody comparing me to another artist. And that's pretty much the difference in the most humble way. But that's what I think, to be honest with you.
Now, all the rappers out here right now that you hear on the radio, who are some that you have in mind that you want to collab with, if possible?
A Boogie, Lil TJ, Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. Those are your top three?
Yes, sir. 504 and 2.
504. Yeah, he's got a huge track going on.
Big
trip. Right now. Yeah.
I fell in love with a lit. Whoa. Shout out 504. Bow.
Wow. Hopefully he's listening or this gets to him. Yeah. We'll get that collab going.
504, what's popping? You know what it is. Bow. Big drip.
Now, what was your first big performance?
The clubs, man. I did my first club show. No openers. I'm the only act. So whoever comes in that club is like my concert.
Wow.
And we sold it out, basically. Yeah, we sold it out.
Basically, the promoter was getting the buzz. He said, you know, Baby Boy Slime is the buzz right now going on in West Palm. They have the biggest club, which is Ivy. They bring big acts there. And he was a little skeptical about him selling out the club. So my son told him, just put up the flyer.
Yeah.
And first they did the reservations for, I think it was, I don't know what it was, 200-300 people, 400, something like that. And then he called me back 4 hours later. He goes, listen, these kids crashed my website. He goes, your son sold out the VIP.
That's crazy. That's what he said.
We got that on footage, too. So that's all going to be part of that. His first, he's performed before in, you know, different events. But as far as that right now is his major club. As far as performing, we're getting all types of calls.
Rolling Loud, as you mentioned earlier.
And Rolling Loud, it's going to be
Saturday,
that's going to be
man, we lit.
That's going to be
Ooh,
huge.
We lit.
That's going to be huge. But you know, like I said, he's 17. So when we get these calls to perform in certain events, you have to be a certain age. So we have them all waiting until he turns 18, and we're gonna start hitting hard. But he sold out that club, man. He sold. He got crazy for a minute. It was pretty cool.
I'm not really.
Oh, we got another caller.
Okay, I'll continue.
Oh, yeah, we need the call.
We got another caller on here.
Wow.
Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime, introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Hey, what up? Yo.
What's good?
How you doing?
Yo, my name is Pabby. My son 3KD said his son, Slime.
Always speak up a little louder so we can hear you.
Yeah, you heard me? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can, yep. Baby Boy Slime is right here.
Yeah, Baby Boy Slime, my boy. 3KD told me he said that you was on the radio, so I just want to show some love, you feel me?
Hey, what's poppin', fam? Appreciate you, bro. Shout out 3KD again. What's poppin'?
Yeah,
what's good? What's good? Thank you for calling in. Thank you for showing love,
bro.
Is
there any questions you want to ask Baby Boy Slime?
I used to be careful. Like, he's starting to make some music for me, but I was thinking about doing the same thing, though. So you got to tip something for me to help me out,
because,
like, I want to rap, but I can't find a rhythm, though. But I got lyrics and verse. I can't find no, like, rhythm issues, you feel me?
I'll tell you to, you know, go on social media, find producers, see what producers, you know, go on hashtags like beats, stuff like that. See what beats make you more comfortable, and holler at that producer and try to create a relationship with them so he can send you beats and you can start practicing. But most importantly, if you want to build yourself up and be a artist and somebody big, you got to invest in yourself, bro. All the money that you get, all the money, you know, that you got saved up, put in yourself, you know, go to the studio, lock in, you know, get, you know, some help with the engineer or some vocalist, you know, just invest in yourself, bro, and 100% go to events, you know, go perform in the city, in West Palm, you know, they'll show love, fam. So all you got to do is just, you know, just work hard, my boy, and I promise the city going to mess with you, dog. All right,
bro.
Appreciate you for calling in, though. Thank you. All right, bro, be safe. Love.
Wow. Still getting the love in here. And even now you're dropping knowledge on these people calling in.
Yeah, man, I got to because, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, yo, who are your managers? I want to be managed by them. Like, it's like, it's not even, you know, they do a lot of work. They do a lot of work. I promise you they do a lot of work. But the key is just to invest in yourself. The key is just to put money into you and not into another man's pocket. You know, buying unnecessary things. Just, you know, invest in yourself, stay humble, work, have a hard work ethic, and just keep going for what you want, you know, 100%.
How about we break out this next track and what you sent me, and I want you to introduce this track. You sent me this new fire. I know this is going to be lighting up the airwaves here.
It's not necessarily new, but this is a track that everybody loves. It's called 223.
223. Let's get into it on WSJE Radio.
Baby Chip. Boy Slime.
St. John's University, Queens, New York, Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. You know what it is.
Talk about no 15, I went at night. And fit is my foot drill, man, I had to fight. I seen that soul flying around like a kite. Yo. 2 to 3 hollows, they hit your vest and rip your chest. And easy, I'm in it for their life, but I can test. Dying every day, I'm praying for the best. I don't want to faint, I want the money just to flash. 2 to 3 hollows, they hit your vest and rip your chest. And easy, I'm in it for their life, but I can test. Dying every day, I'm praying for the best. I don't want to faint. Not swerving, see all I knew was serving, but had to make a bad decision. My dad, I watched the derby up in the dark, knowing I had to get up early. Took a shower for the lady, so my hair would look so curly. But inside, I was really hurting. Outside, I was laughing out here with the lady, just flirting. Seen on my phone, flexing, the twerking. Hell, when they had no electricity up in the circuit, had a job. Quit cause the labels out here call me. Flew out, live a 3-day dream and they appall me. Ain't hit me up and call me back. Now my life back to falling. I get loyalty, respect. I'ma catch a man like I'm rolling. 2 to 3 hollows, they hit your vest and rip your chest. And easy, I'm in it for their life, but I can tell. Dying every day, I'm praying for the best. I don't want to faint, I want the money just to flare. 2 to 3 hollows, they hit your vest and rip your chest. And easy, I'm in it for their life, but I can tell.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on the airways here, St. John's University, Queens, New York, with yours truly, Baby Boy Slime, 223. We just played on the airwaves. 718-993-758 is the call-in number to talk to Baby Boy Slime and me. Sports and hip-hop, you know what it is, 1049. So, tell me, 223.
Yes, sir. 223 Hollows, man. That was made a year ago? 2 years ago? I think so. Yeah, a year ago I was. That was with my my cousin. He's a producer. We stepped into the studio, and he made some beats on you know by scratch, and I rocked with it, and I just went into the booth and I spit it, man. I went crazy. Went crazy with 2 to 3 hollows.
Now I know we want to get into the visuals. These can all be found on YouTube. And what songs have visuals?
Agua. You can go see Agua right now on YouTube. You can see Chewy right now with Chicklet on YouTube. You can see On My Mind Lately right now on YouTube. And you can see I Love You and 2 to 3 Hollows right now on YouTube. Just go on Baby Boy Slime with 2 E's. And my channel is like Baby Boy Slime Dash Artist. And you'll see all my videos right there. Pow.
What are some upcoming visuals we can expect for your songs? Singles?
Lil Doc.
Lil Doc.
Just be ready.
Be ready.
Be ready. It's a movie. That's what movie I was talking about.
Yeah. Told okay, you, that's the movie you're talking about.
No, Shmovie.
Shmovie. Now, I really, you know, I've heard that term many times used. When did that start becoming a thing, Shmovie?
Shmovie? Probably like a New York thing.
It's a New York thing?
Yeah.
And I'm from Connecticut, and the fact that I don't know that's sad.
To me, it's lit. I like Shmovie. It's different. I like being different. You know what I mean? It's one thing about me.
Distinct.
100%.
So who's your director for these visuals?
A1 Vision was the director for that one. Shout out A1 Vision and shout out Scene. He's a great lighter, everything. He does everything. But in the past, Surge Square Deal Media shot at Colorworks in Long Island City. That's another thing. If you want merch, stickers, stuff like that, banners for business or whatever, go to Colorworks in Long Island City, 4700 Northern Boulevard. But directors, you know, Surge, A1 Vision, the main ones, to be honest.
Now,
we got a call. We got a call, boss.
We have a caller here on WSJ.
We got a call. Oh, we got a call, baby.
We have another call here on WSJ Radio.
Let's get it.
Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime.
I
want
to hear fucking Agua. I don't
want to
hear shit.
Agua.
You want to
hear Agua.
I need to play this shit. I don't want to hear nothing.
Agua. He said he want to hear Agua.
Oh, man.
I got drip.
No. Agua. I got the drip. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to hear that slime shit.
You got that drip, fam?
I got the drip.
I got the water, man. You feel me? I got you, fam. I got you. We're going to play that Agua.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we need to hear that live.
All right, man. Appreciate you for calling in.
I have a question. Where are you calling from?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, you're calling from New York.
Mm.
It's that NYC love. Now, how long have you been tuned into Baby Boy Slime?
The whole time it came out.
Oh man.
Yo.
We appreciate it. Anything else you want to tell Baby Boy Slime?
Nah, keep grinding, my nigga.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
I got the grip.
Hey.
Oh man.
Yo, this is crazy. This is crazy. Yeah, I'm my brother. Oh my goodness. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You're living the dream.
Living the dream, literally.
And you're only 17.
17 years old.
Now, I don't know too many.
Another call.
Another caller. We got another. I got question. We come back here. Oh, man. Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from. Hello? Oh, I guess he got cold feet.
The
cold feet caller's up here. That's
another one.
Oh, we got another. You love those.
We lit, man.
WSJ Radio, yo, Mad Max, on, Baby Boy Slime. On,
Baby Boy Slime,
what's poppin', fam?
Where you calling from?
I'm from New York.
Oh, what's good? What's good? Where in New York?
Palm Mays.
Shout out Palm Mays, New York.
Palm Mays.
Oh, Palm Mays. Oh, all right. What's good? What's good, Palm Mays?
On my bag.
On my bag. Okay, what's good?
So tell me, how long you been listening to Baby Boy Slime?
What's up? What's going on?
What's good?
How long you been listening to Baby Boy Slime for?
Forever, man. Since Baby Boy Slime came out the jump.
What was the first song you heard by him?
First song I heard by him, I think it's Agua. Agua, the new one.
We got another call, my boy.
We got another call.
Uh-oh, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone. So anything else you want to tell Baby Boy Slime?
Listen, man, keep grinding, keep defending. That's the key, baby, keep grinding.
100%.
Don't forget where you came from. Baby Boy Slime, baby, listen, I love you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Man, let's link up, let's clash together, let's collab.
Got you. God bless you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet.
And you love when those green buttons light
up. Yeah, when I see those green buttons, we lit. I get lit.
Now tell me, like I said before the caller came in here, you're only 17. I can't think of too many artists who were doing it at a young age. You know, LL Cool J did it at a young age. Nas wrote Illmatic at a young age. How does it feel to be 17 and you're doing all this? And what do you want to, you know, achieve in the next few years?
Happiness.
Or say, how about this? When are you coming back to New York again?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Every day I leave and I come back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wait, do you live in New York right now?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You live in Florida still, right?
Yes, sir.
So, wait, how are you coming back to New York every day?
That's how it feels. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
I'm trying to get a gauge.
That's
here.
How I feel. The next how do
time,
I come back?
The next time you come back to this show, what do you want to have accomplished?
I want to be at a stable time of my life. I want to be happy. I want to be working. Mm-hmm. I want to be bigger than something that I want to be bigger than myself and how I am right now at this moment. I want to be something big in the world when I come back to the show. And it's still going to be the same me, the same guy you see right here. Oh, we got a call. Green light.
Another green light here at WSJU Radio.
You lit. Y'all calling in.
Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from, my friend.
Yo, yo.
Hello? One. Going once?
Nope. It's going. Okay. Bow. Okay.
Cold feet. What's going on
Cold
here?
Cold feet. I don't know. Maybe people just like to, you know, play
hear
around.
Your voice.
Hear my voice, man.
They hear the voice and they get cold feet. They want to ask you something, but they're dropping for some reason. It happens.
Word.
So,
what's
I know. What are some more apparel that we can
got another
expect?
Call.
Oh, we have another call here.
Yeah, we lit. I told you, man, we lit. We Baby Boy Slime coming to St. John's.
Oh, Baby Boy Slime, Mad Max here, 10:57 p.m. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
What's poppin'?
Yo, what's good? What's happening from Palm Beach, Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, what's up, man? Oh, we got another call coming in, too. What's poppin', though?
Put them on hold.
Yo, what's good? We're chillin'.
What's good, man? Shout out Palm Beach, man. Y'all from my side. I love y'all.
Hey, y'all already know what's up. Hey, yo, Baby Boy Slime, what it is, man? Shout out DJ Wavy J, you know what I'm saying?
Gang, shout out DJ Wavy J, man.
Hey, man, Wavy J promotion. Run that bitch bike, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Another caller here. WSJU Radio, Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. Where you calling from?
West Palm.
Fire, hello. West Palm. Hey, what's good, bro? Where in West Palm? Where you from?
I'm over here at Green Acres.
Shout out Green Acres, man. Shout out Green Acres. Thank you, bro, for calling in, for real. It's real support, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you. What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
My name Beto.
Berto?
Yeah.
Shout out to you, bro.
What
God
was the first
you.
Song that you heard by Baby Boy Slime?
Chalupa.
All right, them boys playing.
Okay.
All right, let's go. We lit again.
Yeah. So I was saying, you know, we mentioned the whole apparel, and I said I was looking forward to jerseys. Is there anything else that we can look forward to? Something for the Christmas season, maybe a jacket. Sweater or something.
I don't know. We haven't.
Knit hats would be fire.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Some knit hats, right? Or like stockings. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Now we have to come up with some
stockings.
Slime stockings. Slockings. Yo, slimy. Yo, baby slockings. Yo, we got another call.
We got another call here.
Yo, I think I should delete the post.
Baby Boy Slime, Mad Max here. Introduce yourself. Where are you calling from, my man?
West Palm Beach.
Hey, man, I'm getting love for my city tonight.
You're loved, man.
Yes, sir.
How long you been tuned in to Baby Boy Slime?
Because last year, I went to one of his concerts, and, like, it was a garage party. And I heard his music. His music
was hard. Yeah. I appreciate you, bro.
Yes.
Yo, we got another call, fam. Y'all appreciate you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, bro.
Another caller here on the lines, Mad Max. Baby Boy Slime, introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's BT Ty, yo.
Hey, what's poppin'? Yo, shout out to BTE boys. What's good?
Yeah,
BTE.
BTE. Woo.
Slime fam, what's up, boy?
What's good, man? We live over here at St. John's University. You already know up, man.
How long have you known about my guy, Baby Boy Slime?
I've known about Slime ever since, well, honestly, our history kind of goes backdated, but we just really, like, met, like, this summer. Like, we got in tune this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of crazy because his fam knows my fam from, like, a long time ago. His pops and my pops is cool. So it's like a family ties for a long, long time.
Word. Shout out Life. Shout out BT Leo. Shout out BT Ryan. Know. All of them. Shout out Looch. All of them.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Shout out
Shout out Aunt G's BT Ma.
Kaboom.
You feel me? JCNY. Colorworks. What's poppin'?
Colorworks.
All right, Ty. I'm going to mess with you later, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. BTE Familia.
BTE Forever, bro.
Bow,
bow.
There we go. All the callers keep calling in 718-990-3758 on WSJU Radio, Baby Boy Slime. So getting back to the apparel. So we're going to see knits perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Much more stuff on the way.
Yeah, yes, sir, man. I might do some crazy Christmas design.
Christmas design. Definitely love to see that. Now it's time to get into some more tracks here. We got QE.
Yes, sir.
How about we get into that real
Let's
quick?
Let's get it. QE. Baby Boy Slime X Chiclet HF. Let's get it. Bow.
Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. Stay Saint tuned. John. 11:01 p.m.
Escalade swerving designer drip, but we not at the movies. Who shot flashback right at to my shooter made a movie? I stay solid to my religion, that's why I'm rocking chewy. Niggas saying I switched up on them because I had a QE. Right to the part of my pockets and I ain't talking Gouda. Once you on my pants, but I don't pray to Gouda. Wiper with me calling Chris, but he ain't Luda. Lift up a cell when I eat at Hooters. A Mary glasses Versace, J bitch, who doing it? Getting paid for my soul for love, and then I ruin shit. Birkin bag Chanel, double XL, no, ain't no Louis, bitch. She said I'm fucking with your sweat slime, now we lit. Pulling out big bodies, a nigga, yeah, we gon' shoot. Rich and Millie playing, I swear that I get it soon. Bitch, don't think I'm dumb, I swear that I'm winning school. Free class with no jail, little nigga, and I just escalate, swerving designer drip, but we not at the bougie. Who shot flashback right at to my shooter, made a movie. I stay solid to my religion, that's saying I switched up on him because I had it cute.
Stand back and different. Started cooking, got up in the kitchen. When I talk, everybody better watch and listen. When I walk, you see the bloody shoes you wearing. The fumble bag, cause that's what dummies do. Hey, now you miss me, but I went and got busy. If anybody try to fraud, I got drizzy. Shit, don't you dare try to diss me. Now the shirt is the all, about to call me some more. Gotta look me up and down, cause it's dripped to the floor. Everything that you are, you
swerving designer drip, but we not at the movies. Who shot flashback right at to my shooter made a movie. I stay solid to my religion, that's why I'm rocking chewy. Niggas saying I switched up on him because I had a cute. Escalate swerving designer drip, but we not at the movies. Who shot flashback right at to my shooter made a movie. I stay solid to my
Mad Max, WSJU Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York. Baby Boy Slime is in the building.
Yes,
so how about we get into that track, QE?
QE, man. QE.
When'd you make this?
We made this August. July. I'll say July, I think. With Chiclet, man, we was at a citywide slingshot event, and I seen him there, and my business partner. My manager knew him from him going to Colorworks for his little stickers and stuff like that. So he connected the dots, and he actually knew one of my songs called No Scrubs, the one I told you that.
Yeah, remix of TLC, right?
He had did the same version. And we just connected, man. We're like, yo, let's go to the studio tomorrow. And we went crazy. We did a song, and then we just, you know, stuck close as a relationship. And did this one, QE, which is the second song we recorded. And we shot a video to that 2 days later. Wow.
Man.
Crazy. Lit. Viral.
He's going nuts here.
Hear me?
Yo, we got to get the mic going here for everyone.
Yeah.
He's going.
We got to call, son. We got to call. Yo. You ready to do this?
Call. Yeah. Bow. Press it again.
Bow. Yo. We over here at St. John's University. DJ Mad Max. Baby Boy Slime.
Who
got it? Good.
Who got the drip?
Who got the drip?
Where you calling from? Introduce yourself.
name Armando. I'm over here calling from the Noya, man.
Woo! What's up, man?
And no.
How long you been tuned in to Baby Boy Slime?
Since he first started rapping, since he made that Hungry song, I think
Hungry. See, I like people like you, man. They really know the old me.
What year was this?
This was like, ooh. So like 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Me. Ooh. Oh, yo, I like you, years. Bro. I like you, bro. What's your name?
My name Armando.
Oh, okay. I think I know you are on the gram. I think you should, I seen you on the gram before.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you, bro, because that's real love, man. Only not a lot of people know Hungry. Not a lot of people know that from the old me, man.
Yeah, for real, dog. Check my resume,
but
before
baby.
I've been
in the field. Yeah, that's me, boy. That's me. Ooh, that boy know the lyric. Thank you, bro. Yo, thank you for calling in, bro. Appreciate your support.
Yeah.
All right, God bless you, bro. Be safe.
Be safe.
All right. Yo, I'm running these calls right
yo,
now.
He's getting,
here
he's
for
getting,
the bull.
Yo,
I'm all right, yo. I like this radio job right here.
Oh, man, he's got it down packed. You got it down packed in some of the new members here at the station. You should come here and teach him.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to come. That's what I'm going to do out here.
It'll take a few headaches off my head. So, you know, now you have followers calling in here, fans.
Yeah, man.
Saying they've listened to you for 2 years.
Yeah.
They're not just on Agua, 2 years.
2 years, man. It's crazy.
Just think about that. I don't even know what that feeling is to have listeners for 2 years following you.
Yeah, I got a kid named Ricardo, and he's listened to my song 31,000 times.
31,000?
I got 31,000 streams just from him. It's crazy, right?
Now, with streaming, how much does that revenue with 31,000 streams?
Depends on
how
the
much
platform.
Depends on the platform.
Yeah, every platform is different. Tidal, as crazy as it sounds, Napster is still around.
It's still going.
It's still around. But, you know, Tidal, Napster, you know, 0.0043, 0.0041.
Yeah, but we're not going to, you know, speak on numbers. But, yeah, you know, it's a good amount, man.
It's a good amount.
It's a good amount, man.
What's your most streamed platform? Where do you get the most streams from?
Spotify.
Spotify. Okay. Yeah. That's doing better than Apple Music now, is it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
He's just been on it for a few months.
I still like Apple, though. Like Apple. For the Apple, yeah.
You think Spotify is the biggest platform now? Not just saying it because you're getting the most listens from it, but do you think Spotify is the biggest platform?
I feel like Spotify is good for the rap community, man. Rap I really community. Do. I like Spotify. Mm-hmm. So.
What are some other platforms that you may expand to that you may not be on? Or you on everything?
I'm on everything.
You're on everything. That's good. Because there's some artists that come up here, they're like, well, I'm on Apple, and I'm not on Spotify. I think it's important to be on everything. You got to have a presence.
Everything. My music is in Dubai.
It's in Dubai. Wow.
Yeah, my music is in Dominican Republic. Like, everywhere.
What's your favorite place to perform besides the United States? Have you performed, obviously, in other places, right?
I just performed at Cavalli's, New York.
Okay.
That was something different, but mostly in Palm Beach, mostly in Florida. I perform only Palm Beach and New York. I've had shows.
Are you the biggest artist to come out of West Palm Beach?
I'm buzzing.
You're buzzing? Florida. I'm not too familiar with the West Palm Beach.
Right now,
rappers.
You know, we have Soulja Kid. I don't know if
Soulja Kid. I haven't heard of him.
You know, remember when the XXX Tentacion controversy?
Came out,
thought it was him that killed him. That one kid on Worcester, that rapper, they thought that he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and apologized. He's from West Palm Beach.
He's from West Palm.
Yeah,
okay.
He got a little buzz off of it. But right now, I won't say I'm the biggest artist to come out of West Palm Beach. We've had legends that has passed away, like Jay Osama.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. He was like the king, man. He was great at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved the best. But now I'm not the biggest to come out of West Palm Beach. But I don't expect to be. I just want to be the most humble and the most hungriest to come out of West Palm Beach.
And you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to maintain that humble attitude, because if you build that big ego, you know,
mm-hmm.
you could crash and burn.
Yeah,
you know what 100%. I mean? It's important to stay dedicated. And there's nothing wrong with being confident.
Mm-hmm.
It's with staying humble and knowing that you can do this and what you can. Mm-hmm. And we see that in your views.
100%.
And you have a strong fan base here. And it's growing all over the place.
You got a call, pal.
We have another call here. WSG Radio. We have Mad Max. Oh, and he hung up. Okay. Hung up right away.
Mm.
And Baby Boy Slime, is there anything else you want to get on the airways here at St. John's University?
Get my Instagram, Baby Boy Slime, BabyBoySlime. Go right now on Instagram, Baby Boy Slime. Follow me. Listen to my music if you don't like it. I love you. If you like it, I love you even more. Thank you. St. John's University.
And what's the next single that we can expect from when people want to look to see what you dropped? So maybe around Christmas, a Christmas gift?
Little Doc.
Little Doc, that'll be dropping.
Mm-hmm. Remember, it's a movie. It's a movie.
2020.
Got a call.
Oh, bow. And we do have a call here at WSJU Radio. Introduce yourself. Who got the where you're calling from.
This is Josh.
Josh.
I'm a rapper too.
Ooh.
I listen to you, Baby Boy. I'm from Palm Beach too. I go to Park Vista.
Fire. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
J-Bo the Prince, right?
Yes, sir. Shout out J-Bo the Prince.
That's my homeboy too, and my cousin's a rapper too. He has a show coming up. But I fuck with you heavy, dog. I need to feature you one day.
Yeah, word, man. Cash me, man. I got you. You know, I'm never neglecting to pictures. I love him, man. Thank you for supporting me, bro. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, because without you, man, I wouldn't be nothing today.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Be safe. Be blessed.
All
right, bro. All right, we lit.
Here we go. Another caller. So to close out this show, I want to ask you something, Baby Boy Slime.
It was good,
man. So when people say your name or they think of you from a song or just anything, how do you want people to remember you along the way when they think of you as a rapper?
Humble, creative. We got another call.
Oh, my. We're getting into the deep here. WSJU Radio, Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Who got the drip?
What's going on, man? It's Big Steve, man, from Iconic.
Biggie, ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, Biggie, what's poppin', Iconic?
Oh, he's a St. John's alumni, legend.
Oh, he is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shout out to you, St. John's loves you.
Of course, man, I love it back, man. I'm glad to see that my nephew's over there, and I hope you guys take care of him.
Oh, yes, sir, we're getting this music played all throughout the airwaves, this interview's live.
Ooh-wee.
Fans are calling in. Well, let me ask you this, when was the last time you've been back here, St. John's?
I'm there all the time, man. I'm always there, man. I was actually there about a couple of months ago. We was there. We had an event with the NYPD Explorers. So we was there. They was doing a graduation, and Felipe actually spoke to the kids. So we were all there together.
What year did you graduate?
We can't say that, man.
Oh, we can't say that. Oh, man.
88.
88?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah, I actually graduated in 98 with Felipe. We started there together and we graduated there together. So
that's Felipe's right-hand man.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So we also got another partner, Sergio, who also graduated with us. But, we all got together, man, with the goal of giving back to the community. So that's what we're doing. But Baby Boy Slime, man, that's...
Yes, sir. Shout out Iconic Sports Lab, man. Y'all go, you know, support him, man. That's my guy, Biggie, 100%. He's all about the community. He's all about the young. He's all about the youth. And he definitely inspires those young kids to be better.
Yeah, he's one of the reasons I do what I do, too.
He's amazing,
growing up.
Really?
Yeah, mentor. Yeah, amazing. Big mentor.
That's an amazing soul.
Big mentor to everybody. Love you, Big.
He's a big mentor.
Thank you for calling in, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Guys, keep doing your thing, man.
Yo, thank you so much, bro.
Thank you, man.
Another call. Lit.
Another
bow,
caller.
Bow, yo, we over here at WSJU at St. John's University. You got DJ Mad Max and Baby Boy Slime. What's poppin'?
Yo, what's up, fat ass Chico Rodway?
What's poppin', fam?
What's up, man? Yo, pussy ass. Why you so pussy, dog?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I tend to be soft, man. What's good, though?
Shut the fuck up, pussy ass.
Somebody already playing. We need one of those. You need one of those.
I don't condone that on here. He can go, you know, F off.
Yeah.
I'll keep it clean.
Yeah.
No, I don't have condone that.
Oh, I condone it. I tolerate all of it. You know why? Just like, you know, I don't know who they are.
It's all love.
It's all love.
They wouldn't be hating you, like I said, if you weren't doing anything right.
I know who it is, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name on air.
Yeah, don't give him any attention. He's a scrub.
You know? Think people will learn. We'll be on radio, though. What's popping? Yeah. What's popping, St. John's?
He's not on the radio, right?
Nah.
He's a scrub. Forget
Bow.
Him.
We on the radio.
So back to my question now. When people mention Baby Boy Slime in a few years, how do you want people to think about you as a rapper?
I want the people to think that I'm humble, man. I'm just humble and hungry to just win. I just want to win and keep winning. And when I get to the top, until I reach the top, I'm going to still go to the top. I'm just all about work and putting in the work. People just got to remember me as somebody who busts their ass for what they want and never ask for a handout. You feel me? So that's pretty much it, man. So that's what I want to be as my legacy.
Early prediction here. When can we expect you to see you on the freshman Double XL cover?
I've been calling that for a couple weeks now.
2020.
There we go. A new year's goal. Anything else you want to drop on the airwaves here tonight, Baby Boy Slime?
Go follow me on Instagram, Baby Boy Slime. Oh, we got a call, though.
Another caller. As soon as we're getting ready to close out here. Another caller here. Mad Max, Baby Boy Slime, WSJU Radio, 11:15 p.m. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? Yeah, this is Alex. I'm calling from Nashville.
Nashville. Oh, shout out to Nashville.
Yeah, you know,
we
gotta bring Baby Boy
Slime
to Nashville. Shit, everybody gonna hear everything.
Yeah, shout out Nashville, man. Appreciate you, bro. What's up?
You know, brother. That's one thing.
How you find out about Slime? How you find out about Slime?
I'm friends with his father. I'm from New York, Queens.
That's what's up.
He's friends with you.
Me? What's your name?
Oh, maybe give him the headset so he can hear it.
What's your name?
Hey, I'm Alex.
Alex.
From Queens.
He's here right now. Speak off.
What's going on? Who's this?
Yo, what up,
off? Who's
this
it?
Little brother.
Who?
Vice versa.
Oh, true supporter. What's going on? Vice versa, little brother. Let me tell you, supporter. How you doing, man? From day one, man.
How you been? You been good?
Thank you, man. Yeah, we've been good. As you can see, man, we're blessed every day here, man. God is good. Thank you. Thank you. Because of people like you early on, you know what I'm saying? It could have been a simple repost. It could have been doing graphics for him. I mean, you've been a believer from day one, and that's what I like.
Well, you know it. That's all there. Even though I know him in Nashville, but you know I always come back home every month.
I didn't even know. That's crazy. That's beautiful, though. Spread that word out there. Baby Boy Slime is coming. We got to go hit up Tennessee, man.
Hell yeah. You got to bring him out here.
Yeah, we got DJ Mike, heavy hit out there, right? DJ Mike T?
Yeah.
We got to go out there. Yo, thank you so much, man. And you know the Lyric Sisters are legends, man. Lyric Sisters, those are my sisters, man. Yeah, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, bro.
All righty.
Chill. Keep doing his thing.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, bro.
Just can't call him.
All righty. Yeah, he's a true supporter from day one.
Day one supporter.
Day one. Wow.
How's that feel? For you as well, because you know
it. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I didn't expect that, yeah.
Nashville.
Pretty cool.
Wow. Easy. Crazy. Viral. Mm-hmm. Blessing.
And here we go. Say what you want to say here in the last minute here on WSJU Radio.
Yo, listen. I just want to say that St. John's University is amazing. I want to say that I want to thank St. John's University for having me on the radio. I want to thank you. Shout out DJ Mad Max.
Thank you. I appreciate
For inviting me.
And you're always welcome up here.
Yeah, thank you.
Even
bro.
A call in if you need a quick, you know, promo for a record for an impromptu or something. Just call in, you know.
Got you.
So
got
the people up here know, you know,
you're vocal
up here and you support the university, we support you too. So
I appreciate you, bro. You feel me? Because all promo is good promo. Everybody in this school is great people. And they're hard-earning people because they're here to learn. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I want you guys to learn in this college is that I'm coming. You're going to hear my music everywhere soon.
Top charts, mainstream.
In the most humble way, I'm coming. I promise. And I want all of your support. If y'all like my music, and go get me on Instagram. Again, Baby Boy Slime. You know, listen to it. Give me feedback. You don't like it, I love you. And if you like it, I love you more. I'm going to say it for the rest of my life.
That's a good line.
Perfect way to end the show. Oh, man. Perfect.
Shout out St. John's University again. It's Baby Boy Slime. We're here. Get me on music. All my music on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, Pandora, everywhere except for SoundCloud. Baby Boy Slime with two E's. Instagram, Baby Boy Slime with two E's. YouTube, Baby Boy Slime with two E's. Go stream that agua everywhere and anywhere in the world.
Subscribe to YouTube.
Subscribe to my YouTube, Baby Boy Slime Dash Artist. We're here, baby, and we out. Baby Boy Slime, St. John's University. Shout out DJ Mad Max. We're here. Bow.
Appreciate it. Let's go.
Gang.
I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She gave me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She gave me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She gave me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter.
If I'm spending a hundred, I get it right back. They tell me save money, I just relax. You give me 500, I make it a stack. I ain't been the one to go fumble the pack. When 5 was alive, I went to go blitz. Missing my, I learned all the tricks. At 15, I was flipping. Done playing, let's get back to this. Mommy and daddy don't want who just made me. I drip them both up and I buy them an AP. My mama pull up and she whipping Mercedes. And none of that famous ever gonna change me. Cause I got the whip. I go by design, oh. She said that she will.
She said
she might ride, oh. I said
the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, I got that drill when I walk up,
I'm leaking.
I just pull up into the party and bulletproof G-Pen. They say, do you write your music? I do
when I'm sleeping.
I say, I pray to God, but I'm not no D-Can.
No D-Can.
I got the drill, yeah. I got the water. She give me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, like a Harry Potter. I got the drill, yeah.
I got the water.
She gave me a kiss, yeah. In front of her mama. I need the Balenci's. I call it the Hogwarts. And I got a stick, yeah. Like a Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a drill.